The MHSAA sees increases in attendance across a variety of sports, and the 1,000-point barrier in hoops is broken a couple of times. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. We start the new year with an update on attendance at MHSAA postseason events. The 2024-25 school year saw nearly 1.4 million spectators attend a playoff competition, the third highest overall attendance total in the last eight school years. Baseball set an overall tournament record with more than 65,000 total spectators, and every round of the baseball tournament saw an increase from the previous year. Ice hockey also set attendance records at its semifinals and finals, as did team wrestling at its finals and boys soccer at the district level. And overall attendance for gymnastics and girls swimming and diving were also up. Football remains the most attended MHSAA tournament sport and drew more than 360,000 spectators for its playoff series. For more on tournament attendance, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Greenville's Michael Lindquist went over the 1,000-point club in a win over Forest Hill Central. He joined Zach Ingles as the only Yellow Jackets with 1,000 career points. Cass Tech's Stevie Hall had a big game against Toledo Catholic Central. He went over 1,000 points in the win and also made the game-winning basket, a three-pointer, as time expired. And to Leroy Pine River wrestler Kaylee Gibson, her pin in the final match of the day at the Montague Invitational delivered the team title to the Bucks.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We've got a bowling ball in our hands today, and we're ready to deliver our first ball of the third frame. It's not a great roll, but it's a powerful one. The ball goes into the gutter, but bounces out and then knocks over seven pins. Lucky break, right? Not exactly. Once the ball is in the gutter, it's a dead ball. Any pins knocked down by the ball's return don't count. If it happens on the first delivery, the pins knocked down by the rebound are reset for the second delivery. Now, if a pin bounces completely out of the pit area and returns to knock down any standing pins, that counts. But if your ball goes into the gutter, that's it. You can't count any pins knocked down if the ball bounces out.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. We end today with some incredibly sad news. Vic Michaels, the director of athletics for the Catholic High School League and a longtime member of the MHSAA's representative council, passed away during the break. Michaels was a coach, teacher, and administrator at Centerline St. Clement for 17 years before joining the Catholic League as associate director in 1995. He took over as director in 2003 when then-director Tom Rashid left to join the MHSAA. 2003 was also when Michaels joined the Rep Council, serving as the council's secretary treasurer. As a basketball coach at St. Clement, he won more than 300 games coaching both boys and girls and earned statewide Coach of the Year awards for both programs during the 1980s. Michaels was inducted into the Catholic League Hall of Fame in 2024 as a legend. MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell said, "I'm not sure there's been anyone who's been more important to the MHSAA over the last 25 years than Vic Michaels." He attended Detroit St. Philip High School, and after St. Philip closed, was part of the final graduating class at Detroit St. Ambrose in 1972. He attended and played basketball at the Detroit Institute of Technology and earned his teaching certificate from the University of Detroit Mercy. He is survived by wife Linda, sons Mark and Brad, and their wives and grandchildren. Vic Michaels was 71. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.